Hey, welcome back to Reclaim 2020. So, okay, you have started writing your plan, designing your vision board, and believing that little inner voice that tells us that what we're going to be doing with our lives and who we want to be is going to be fabulous. When all of a sudden that voice is just pushed to the side as we start to think things like, how am I going to make money from this? What will people think of me? What if I fail? Who would really give me a job like that? We constantly hold ourselves back from doing the things we believe would really give us purpose because there's this constant fear that we're not good enough. Now, this can be around our skills, our abilities, our personality, or the way we do things on a daily basis. That self-doubt is always nagging us in the back of our minds. And I understand, I've been there, just as many of you have. And today I'm going to share how I overcome self-doubt and not allow it to derail my plans. But let's start with why we experience self-doubt. Self-doubt shows that we want to make a change in our lives. Maybe it's a better job, a different living situation, a healthier lifestyle, or a new relationship. There's always this feeling that there must be more to life than how you're living right now. Yet for some reason, you doubt that you deserve to have the life that you're planning. And you doubt whether you have the motivation, dedication, emotional stability, or perseverance to execute your plans and make it happen. In fact, you focus on what could go wrong instead of what could go right. And that's often because of our past experiences, and everybody has a story. Your past has shaped who you are today, but there are also stories that we've made up in our minds. And these stories are shaped by the past. And maybe someone criticized you for a previous course of action. Maybe you have assumption about yourself and the future. However they were influenced, you start to believe they are true no matter what. Let me give you an example. Maybe you've given a presentation one time. You gave a presentation one time and it went horribly wrong. You forgot everything, what you want to say, how you're going to do it. You totally fluffed up and you felt totally embarrassed. And maybe somebody else commented on how you delivered that presentation. And because of this one time, this one instance, you've told yourself you'll never be good at giving presentations. You may have had similar moments where you thought you were not pretty enough, or not smart enough, or not loving enough. And you start to believe these things are going to be true for the rest of your life. We constantly repeat these thoughts in our heads and tell ourselves that we're not good enough. But it's all a story, that's it, it's all a story. The great thing is that you have the ability to rewrite your story, rewrite the ending. You get to decide who you want to be and what you want to do with your life. It comes down to three things: trusting yourself, adjusting your mindset, you know, all about mindset, and taking small steps that scare you. Trust yourself, your intuition, your journey, your feelings, and the whole process that you're going through right now. Trust that you'll end up where you need to be. And I understand, yes, you're going to make mistakes in your life, but that's all part of the journey. Take the opportunity to learn more about yourselves so you won't have to stay stuck in the same place forever. You don't have to believe what your mind tells you about how you're not good enough to make the change you want to make. Trust that you'll get to where you want to be. Because once you realize that you have the power within you, you can take the responsibility for your life and your actions and do the things that scare you anyway. It all comes down to your mindset and whether you believe that you are worthy of having the things in life that you want. When I left my secure corporate career to start my coaching business, my coaching practice, I was petrified. I know I was. I had this vision in my mind, but I had no idea if it was actually going to work or not. And every day I had doubts about how I was going to make it work. But what I also knew is that it was going to work, and that helped me push through the self-doubt, and it still does today. Even creating this program these next few days, Reclaim 2020, I questioned whether it's something you'd want to hear or not. But I told myself, if I experience these feelings in my career, other women do. And don't let those doubts, and I didn't let those doubts, cloud my mind. There are so many factors that determine your confidence within yourself. But honestly, it's all down to do with you. Work on your mindset, prioritize you and rewrite that story that tells you you're not good enough. Planning and this whole process is all about taking small steps. You might not have your plan fully figured out or the logistics as how you'll do it, but you have to get started today. You don't have to have everything figured out immediately, but you do need to take just one step, one small step towards a thing that scares you. Because that one small step today, whether that's starting to write your blog, researching careers, creating a plan for your future career, or writing yourself an affirmation that you are good enough, just that one small step every day is what it takes for you to get past fear and doubt. So take a few moments after watching or listening to this and ask yourself, what have I been telling myself? What have I allowed to derail my plans in the past? What's been holding me back from my goals? Because believe me, you are good enough. So let me know how you're getting on Reclaim 2020, what topics you'd like to hear, and how it's helped you on your journey as you plan for 2021, because you are going to reclaim 2020 and move forward. Take care.